Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And look who we have in the studio lounge. Oh my goodness, it's Caroline Willard from the Cornerstone League. How are you, Caroline?
I'm good. I just decided to drop by this morning.
Exactly. Just ran into you in the hallway randomly.
Nothing else going on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Just wandering around.
Yeah.
Well, good to see you.
Great to see you, Mike.
How's the conference going for you? I know we're kind of in the closing. We're in the home stretch, if you will. So how's it going?
We are distinctly in the phase where my voice is almost gone.
Yes.
And you were saying yours is a little strange as well.
We're hanging in there a little bit.
So it's just been fantastic. It's, you know, serving on the CUNA board, this really feels like a huge family reunion and also a place to get a lot of business done.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just been great. But I was thinking about it this morning, and I had different remarks prepared for you.
Oh.
And then I thought, no, because what I'm taking away is that ultimately this is all about leadership. It's about... You know, I got here Thursday because we had CUNA committee meetings and the board meeting leading up to the conference. And so it started with the leadership of, you know, within the CUNA board. Tony Boudet is, you know, one of the members of Cornerstone League, and he's the outgoing chairman of CUNA, you know, served for 10 years on that board.
Wow.
And so I've heard Tony say 1,000 times that it's all about people, right? That's his style. And then Lisa Ginter, also a Cornerstone member, I'm going to point out.
Oh my gosh, you are cornering the market at the Cornerstone.
I see what you did
that.
Yeah, I see what you did there. That was awesome.
Okay.
So, you know, she's the incoming chairman, and, you know, Lisa is very purposeful in her leadership. I hear her frequently saying, when we're debating something, she'll say, well, that's a good idea, but for the purpose of what? She says it a lot.
I like that.
And so really nice to see her assume the chairmanship. I stepped up to the vice chair position this week. So leadership's really on my mind.
Like, you're not doing enough, Caroline.
I'm slacking.
You're not doing enough. You are slacking.
I needed a hobby. I mean, I'm so bored that I'm stopping by doing random interviews.
You needed a hobby. Good one.
Yeah. But it's you know, even beyond the CUNA board, I've been listening with a lot of interest to the speakers on the main stage, even. You know, watching, I couldn't believe it yesterday when Kyle Hopman from NCUA was talking about a variety of topics, and he's a New Yorker, so he talks really, really fast.
Oh, yes, he does.
So he's talking about all these different things, and he says, you know, there's all these threats about, you know, crypto, and he says, well, if you think crypto is scary, try cash, right? So he's leading with humor. I watched Rodney Hood lead with compassion yesterday, because he's talking about, look, we are still well capitalized as a movement. Even if there is a recession, again, we've got that cushion to absorb it.
Right, right.
So, you know, that was lovely. And then to cap off the day yesterday, since you asked how the meeting was going.
How'd it go? Yeah.
Well, you know, Condoleezza Rice is just one of my favorite humans.
Yeah, me too.
It's just always been a role model. I love how she led. And then, you know, to hear her speak from the main stage was great. We also got, the CUNA board got a few minutes with her backstage.
Oh, you lucky. Oh my gosh. All right. The jealousy meter just went off the charts here.
Well,
I'm very jealous.
And I am sorry to provoke that, but what happened is we got a few minutes and a few of us got to ask questions. And of course, I'm bold, so I jumped right in. And I wanted to know, how did she lead in a time of great uncertainty? Because, you know, obviously leading after 9/11 and having to be the Secretary of State. And what choices did she make? And so I said, you know, when there's no playbook.
Right.
What do you do?
How do you do that?
What do you do? And she gave me a really detailed, off the top of her head, game plan for exactly what you do when there's no playbook. And so I just look at all of those different styles of leadership, and it's truly inspiring to me.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, I would love to have been a fly on the wall during those few minutes with you guys.
I did not want her to leave. I mean...
Can you stay for like an hour?
For like a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those times when I thought, this is... this is such a special moment, mm-hmm. and I'm just trying to imprint it on my mm-hmm. brain, you know?
Yeah, and how special that is for folks like you and being a woman leader to get that immediate feedback, that immediate response right there, and the
yes.
and like you said, the playbook that she just laid out so perfectly, that this is how we
yes.
did it.
Yes, leading, yeah. and I think, not to make this a woman thing per se, but
no, go ahead.
You know, I think she leads unapologetically, and she leads with so much confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about that from the main stage, mm-hmm. learning that, mm-hmm. you know, from her dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all applauded when she said she could be the president of the United States. We kind of wish she would, honestly. But just that swagger, that mm-hmm. that quiet confidence.
Yeah.
I think that's especially, I love to see that in a female leader.
Agreed. Yeah, and she's got it. Yeah, she's got it all. And then she's got all the other cool stuff. I mean, she's a concert, or what's the, a pianist?
She's a pianist.
She's like,
yes,
at the top level. And then she's a big sports fan as well.
She owns the Denver Broncos.
I know, like, what does she not do? So anyway,
yes.
we could go on and on about her for
yes,
sure. So what's new at Cornerstone? Because we've talked throughout the year about the recent merger that you guys did with Heartland. So
yeah.
How's all of that going?
We got it done. And my team and I were reflecting on that as we were getting ready to come here to
mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C., because about a year ago, exactly a year ago, actually, we started having the first conversations.
Oh, really? Okay.
With that board of directors about the possibility
mm-hmm.
of coming together. And by God, we made it happen.
Yeah.
The deal closed on December 31st. We are one entity now. We're actually three entities because, you know, we have the league,
mm-hmm.
we have our league service corporation,
mm-hmm.
and we have our foundation. So
those
were actually six entities that came together to form three.
Okay.
And so that's done. You know, I say it's done, but my team would tell you there's a fair amount of integration work that still needs to happen.
Sure.
But most of that is data,
mm-hmm.
systems, processes,
mm-hmm.
that sort of
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've already had an all-staff employee kickoff, and that was tear-inducing to walk
really?
In. And yes, to see these people who had worked so hard in such a short time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, and we get to celebrate together.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
As
okay.
a much
okay.
bigger team.
Yeah.
And it's all about, as Tony Budette would say, it is all about the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so to
mm-hmm.
get to see that was great. But I guess more specifically to the purpose of an association, we've already had hike the hill type days at three of our five state capitals. The other two are coming
mm-hmm.
up. And so that's been
those
awesome.
Credit union days. Because I've been interviewing Troy Stang, and they're
mm-hmm.
doing their six state roadshow tour thing.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
so cool that you guys do that. That's
yeah.
really a great way to get the word out.
Well,
so,
you know,
it creates this, I don't know, this momentum, if you will. And
that's exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly the word I've been using.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every state in the union's in session right now,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's an
mm-hmm.
odd-numbered year. And so you really feel that. And Troy and I have talked. We've compared notes about, okay, how are you getting this done? Because
yeah,
even five states,
like
yeah, we're comparing notes.
Good.
And I actually had a really great conversation with Jennifer Wagner
mm-hmm.
last night
oh, yeah.
from Go West.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I think it's important that you get out the gate. You introduce yourself, but most importantly, you talk about what the priorities
mm-hmm,
are.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing ESG legislation or anti-ESG legislation pop up in a few of our states. We've had a couple of thoughts about data security,
mm-hmm.
for example. So you've got to get out there. You've got to be oftentimes the first one to plant a seed
oh, sure.
in a lawmaker's head,
yep.
and that's powerful stuff.
Well, it's like we had Teresa, I can't remember her last name, but she was from Malawi, and she's with the Global Women's Leadership Network,
yes.
and she's speaking today, and they're starting sister societies in Malawi, and she said when we first started, we just had five women.
Right.
And now they have, I don't know, almost 100 now, so, or maybe, yeah, somewhere in there. So it's like, it just takes that one step, and all of a sudden, the momentum, as you talked about, just it keeps going. So it's same kind of the same thing here, right?
Yeah.
So
it's true in the law of physics, it's true in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Momentum is it's not everything, but it is critical.
It gets the wheels rolling, that's for sure.
Yes it
so,
is.
So good stuff. What do you want to take away from the GAC? I know you've had these great highlights, especially with Condoleezza Rice, and you've had plenty of time speaking and introducing people, which you're about to do here in about half hour. I'm
going
to get you out of here, Caroline, don't worry. So what are a couple other takeaways that you want to take back to Cornerstone?
Well, clearly the centerpiece of coming here are the Hill visits.
Yeah.
Or is the Hill visits.
Yeah.
But So we get to do those starting today.
Yay.
And, you know, I've been really surgical in the way that I choose the ones I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because frankly, I'm not a constituent of every member that we're meeting with. And so, you know, what we're doing, mm-hmm. What I'm doing is figuring out, all right, who's on a key committee,
mm-hmm.
who might carry legislation for us or not carry it, more pointedly, right?
Yeah,
and who
yeah.
do we need to get to? Speaking to Senator Marshall today from Kansas. Mm-hmm. Senator Marshall, you know, did us no favors last year with interchange, and so we need to talk to him. So the takeaway that I hope to have
mm-hmm.
is the feeling that we've had some really meaningful conversations. People understand even better, people here in the hall, people on the Hill, understand even better what credit unions are about, why we need what we need mm-hmm. in order to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the message we're taking to the Hill today, is financial well-being for all.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a slogan.
Yeah.
It's what credit unions do every day.
It's a practice.
Mm-hmm. It is a practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a mission, if you will.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no better person than to send that message than you, Caroline. So thank you for all the hard work that you do on a daily basis, not only domestically, but internationally as well. Because we were talking about before the recording about the Climb Africa with Akoska and all that type of stuff, how
yes.
it was a life-changing experience for you. And
yeah.
you told me that you look at credit unions in a totally different light now.
I
and so, yeah,
do.
It's pretty cool what you are doing and your team as well. You guys are rock stars for sure. So thank you for
thank
all that you. You guys do.
Yeah. Thank you. That was my first... speaking gig this week. This is why my voice is trash right now, is because I've done a lot of speaking, but I spoke at the Underground Collision and
on
a panel with Lois Kitch.
I
and
saw
George
you
Amato.
On stage up there. Yes.
Yeah. And that it's such a reunion. You don't realize how much you've bonded with people
mm-hmm.
with whom you've climbed
yeah.
a mountain.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, more on that later. We'll do a
yeah,
different show on that.
That'd be fun
topic.
To do. Yeah, for
yes.
sure. All right, Caroline, I'm gonna let you get out of here.
All right.
There she is, Caroline Willard from Cornerstone League, doing some fantastic stuff in the industry. Go check it out.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible.